enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. Secretary to the Cabinet bemoans lack of COP impact on Zambia after 30 years. CTPD, ActionAid call for stronger measures to tackle illicit financial flows. And Russia strikes prison in Ukraine, killing 17 and wounding dozens.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has expressed disappointment over lack of tangible impact that the Conference of the Parties, COP, has had on Zambia over the past 30 years, despite the country's continued participation in the Global Climate Platform. Speaking during the African Climate Foundation Stakeholders Engagement Meeting held at Cabinet Office today, Mr. Kangwa has stressed the urgent need for COP to begin delivering meaningful outcomes that directly benefit the Zambian people. He says it is disheartening that after three decades of attending international climate conferences, Zambia has seen little visible impact on the ground. Mr. Kangwa has emphasized that building strong partnerships, fostering open dialogue, and supporting each other are key to achieving climate resilience and sustainable development in Zambia.
It's no longer about going back to COP. It's about time we use the 30 years of COP to make a difference. And I just hope that as we have our plenary, we have a clearer view of how we're going to make the necessary impacts to our people. Not just a process for process, but a process that will lead into action and impact. And this can only be done if we prioritize correctly and we get the funding, and the funding goes to impact our people.
Meanwhile, African Climate Foundation Deputy Head of Programs, Zira Chwanghe, has acknowledged that Zambia's climate strategy contains clear plans, but highlighted the urgent need for adequate financing to turn those plans into action.
So that's why we're here. The plans are in place. The ambition is there, and it's really great to see. The question now is how we can take things from ambition to action, and to do that, financing is required. We're working with a number of partners here in Zambia, and we're very keen to see how we can take this conversation forward.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, and ActionAid Zambia have called for enhanced monitoring and strengthened quality control mechanisms to curb illicit financial flows in the country. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, CTPD lead public finance researcher Robert Mwale has also expressed concern over the $3.5 billion in illicit financial flows highlighted in the latest Financial Intelligence Center report, stating that such losses have deprived government of crucial resources needed to finance key social sectors and improve the living standards of Zambians. Mr. Mwale has noted that illicit financial flows not only drain public resources, but also undermine foreign revenue, ultimately contributing to pressure on the exchange rate. He has emphasized that the $3.5 billion could have funded the education, health, and social protection sectors for at least 2 years using domestic resources alone.
The $3.5 billion, that sits at about a quarter of the 2025 national budget, one third of the 2025 national budget. It means a loss of actually potential revenue that was supposed to actually be collected. The implication of that is that there is a loss actually on the part of foreign exchange reserves, where that actually dampens our exchange rate and makes our currency to actually lose value. What you see from the loss of revenue, it's that revenue that could have actually been directed to social sectors like education, to sectors like health, to sectors like social protection, which could actually make the lives of our people better.
Meanwhile, ActionAid Zambia project manager Aquila Ngonga said illicit financial flows continue to erode the government's ability to adequately fund the national budget.
So if you look at the budget allocation to these three sectors, it is still way less than the amount of the illicit financial flows that we're having. So you could see that this is probably eroding the government's ability to support social sectors, the livelihoods of people. You know how many hospitals could have been sort of built from this 3.5 billion that was lost? You know how many schools could have been built, for instance? And that the medical drugs that could support people's livelihoods. You know how many graduates could be employed if we had these kind of funds channeled into, you know, the intended purposes. So I think one thing that we're seeing is that illicit financial flows are actually eroding budget credibility. The government is losing its ability to fund its national budget domestically.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has reaffirmed its commitment to fighting corruption, stating that it is working closely with law enforcement agencies to ensure that all allegations of malpractice, particularly those related to the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, are thoroughly investigated and addressed. ZPPA Acting Director General Justin Matimuna has emphasized that the authority is determined to get to the root of procurement-related issues and fully supports reforms aimed at strengthening systems and restoring public confidence. He has stated that ZPPA remains steadfast in upholding integrity, transparency, and accountability in all aspects of public procurement. Mr. Matimuna has added that the authority is actively collaborating with investigative wings to ensure that any wrongdoings is uncovered and dealt with decisively.
The ZPPA is determined to get to the root of the issues and to support reforms that strengthen procurement system and restore public confidence. The ZPPA remains unwavering in its commitment to uphold integrity and transparency in public procurement. We are working closely with investigative wings to ensure that any wrongdoing is exposed and addressed decisively. Our legal framework is strong, and we encourage all stakeholders, including whistleblowers, to come forward without fear, knowing they are protected by law.
The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has raised concerns over illegal mining activities in northwestern Copperbelt, Luapula, and Muchinga provinces, as highlighted in the Financial Intelligence Center's 2024 Trends Report. Speaking during the 2025 second quarter media briefing, ZICA President Yande Mwenye has emphasized that illegal mining operations bypass the tax system, depriving the country of vital revenue. Ms. Mwenye has also pointed to the limited capacity for enforcing mining regulations and monitoring mining areas, which continues to hinder efforts to address the issue effectively. She has further warned that illegal mining poses a threat to national security, with some operations linked to organized crime, smuggling networks, and cross-border syndicates.
We are concerned with the illegal mining trade, especially in areas highlighted in the report that often raise a range of economic, environmental, legal, and social issues. Number one, loss of revenue. Illegal mining bypasses taxation, depriving the state of critical income. Number two, weak regulation. concerns about limited capacity to enforce mining laws and monitor mining areas. Number three, national security. Some illegal operations are linked to organized crime,